has had a quiz on Zoom.
Oh, not another.
It meant this duo has become a three.
Why?
Thanks to Boris Johnson and Chris Twitty. Because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up. It's crazy now we're locked down, knocked up.
At least this way I know that it's mine. Yes, hello and welcome to another episode of Lockdown Knocked Up, the parenting podcast for parents who feel like they don't have a clue what they're doing.
And actually, speaking of that, got to start this week with a correction. Last week on the podcast, you said we were 9.5 centimetres dilated when we went into hospital. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, maybe. Why?
Because it's totally wrong.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, if we were 9.5 centimetres dilated, you would literally be delivering our kid on the kitchen floor. 9.5 centimetres is bone crushing your pushing time.
Right. Okay. So what have I got wrong?
Well, we were actually 6 centimetres.
Oh no. Well, it was 6 instead of 9. Oh no, what a terrible mistake.
You say that, but anyone who's actually given birth knows that mistake is the difference between, okay, I'm in some pain, to, oh my God,
right,
shoot me in the head.
Okay, all right.
So as a result, there's been some confusion and loads of people now think that I basically was in full labour ready to give birth on nothing but paracetamol, which is not strictly true.
Right.
So I feel like I've got to now put this right. I've had so many messages. Claire's been in touch saying, no wonder you were making goat noises. You're a hero, Gemma.
You're a hero. We should do Thursday night at 8 p.m. Everybody's organised a clap for Gemma and a 9 centimetres dilation.
Right, that would be great, actually. Banging on the bins.
People setting off fireworks. I can't believe she didn't go in on 8 centimetres.
Kelly would be clapping. She said, Gem, you're an absolute machine.
Wow.
Couldn't believe it when I heard that. Sarah, similar thing. Leanne, Gemma, how did you do it? And hello to Amy93, who simply says, Hero. And it's that bad.
No, Amy93 should have just said, liar.
I know.
Liar.
Don't.
Liar.
But you know what's really getting to me, though?
What?
6 centimetres on just paracetamol. That's really good, okay?
So that on its own should be impressive.
Yes, I was really brave. But because you've come out and said I made it to 9, now all of a sudden 6 centimetres looks like nothing.
So what do you want here, Gemma? What do you want?
I want
you
Amy...
You seem to be angry at the world. You're angry at me for getting it wrong.
I'm furious at you. I just want to be Amy93's hero, okay? 6 centimetres is still good.
Right. Amy, if you're listening, please, for my own sanity and well-being, can you just message Gemma and say you're still a hero?
Thank you.
Even if you don't believe it. You can unsend it afterwards if you want. Please, I'll pay you money. So, we had lots of people getting in touch about that. We also had quite a lot of people getting involved with our new game, Bonnaroo.
Yeah, we had loads of forfeits coming in, which was great for me because obviously you lost last week.
Yes.
So you're going to be doing the forfeit.
Basically, we have to record the podcast with Bonnie asleep next to us because we can't leave her alone in the living room.
Yeah, people just see that as neglect.
Just give her the remote and say, oh yeah, that new Bryan Cranston thing's good. Whack that on, Bonnie. So whoever wakes her up during the recording, if it happens, has to do a forfeit. What are people suggesting?
All right, so I might throw this one out. Andy came in and said Rob should change Bonnie's nappy blindfolded.
Well, I don't think that's in anyone's interest, is it?
No.
That's bad for me, very bad for Bonnie.
Bad for the state of the walls.
Yes.
Andy, no.
That's a no.
Richard's little special interest, but Rob, he wants to hear you down a glass of breast milk.
Oh, God.
And it's a bit weird.
That's
Rich.
We should probably block Richard, actually. That sounds, not even just watch, just the sound of a man downing breast milk is what gets him off.
So weird. But also, it's not a forfeit because I've tried my vintage 2021 breast milk and it's flipping delicious.
You've drunk your own breast milk?
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't asked for a go.
Why have you drunk your own breast milk?
Surely everybody drinks their own breast milk. You got to know what
no.
your own tastes like.
What,
would you not? If you could make milk, you wouldn't
if
try
you
it.
If you were walking around a farm and you saw a cow sucking its own udders, you would go, that's weird. And
no.
you'd film it and put it on TikTok. You wouldn't go, that's understandable.
I didn't suck my own boob. What do you think my neck's made of? I mean, they've grown a little bit, but that is very flattering. I squeezed it into a glass and had it. Anyway.
I don't know. I think that's another debate, isn't it? It's maybe another debate for
whole
another
new podcast.
Day. Yeah.
Okay. The one I'm going with, though, that I love, comes from Amy. Having had a C-section myself, I'm guessing Gem can't bend to cut her own toenails.
Oh,
And she's right. God. So Rob should cut them for her.
So how long... How long has it been? Because you couldn't really... Could you do it when you were heavily pregnant?
No.
How much growth are we looking at?
I haven't touched them since I was 6 months pregnant.
Oh, God.
They're like tree trunks. It's going to be like soaring
like
through.
Frodo feet. Oh, God.
Potentially worse than Frodo feet.
Right. Can I see the feet?
Yeah. Do you want to feel them?
Oh, my God.
Look at that third one from the left.
You look like a foot version of Wolverine.
I'm not even messing. That's cut through my trainers.
Oh, God. I'll tell you what. Go and pour me a pint of breast milk, Carla. We'll do that one. All right, we'll do this at the end of the pod.
Lockdown, knocked up. Lockdown, knocked up.
So, obviously, Bonnie's been born in lockdown and you're not allowed to have any visitors over at all, are you?
Yeah.
Except they've got a rule where you're allowed your mum to come over because it's a bubble. So mum has been here.
You're allowed a support bubble because your mum lives on her own, doesn't she?
Yeah, so I think it's one person you're allowed. So yeah. We went with my mum.
Yes.
And she has solidly been here over a week.
Yes,
and
yes.
We just threw her out yesterday.
Yes, she has.
So that's what I wanted to know because we haven't actually discussed any of this. And I think you handled it really well. How was living with your mother-in-law for a week and a half?
Living with Linda.
Yeah, I was living with Linda.
That's an Elvis Costello song, isn't it?
If not, it should be.
Yeah, it was fine. I get on really well with you, Mum, so it's absolutely fine. My main concern was, I think, I almost in my head got a bit too reliant on it. Because she was so desperate to spend time with Bonnie.
Yeah.
She would do all the worst jobs. And by that, I mean full nappy changing duty.
She did everything.
So at the start, you'd kind of be like, no, Linda, no, it's fine, I'll do it. And she'd be like, oh, no. And you'd be like, are you sure? Blah, blah. By day three, I'd say, you'd literally hold Bonnie up.
Linda.
Linda would swoop in and I wouldn't even have to look away from the telly.
And the beauty of it, she actually enjoyed doing it. So you kind of didn't even feel that guilty. There was a moment that I really loved, though. That happened to you this week.
Okay.
So Bonnie hates the bath, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And she screams the place down when she has a bath. So we saw on TikTok, I think it was.
Oh, I forgot about this.
Bath
yeah.
with mum or dad. I can't do it because I've had a C-section.
Yeah.
So you in your little trunks stepped up to have a bath with the baby.
The reason I went with trunks, which I would have done anyway, because I don't know, I just felt a bit weird. I don't know why. I did feel a bit weird being naked around my daughter. Particularly as... I don't know. I just felt weird.
Do you know what? I was going to say she likes skin on skin, but then that's weird, actually, isn't it? Maybe yeah, that's a bit
exactly.
too much skin.
It's like, we've only just met, you know? If I'm just to suddenly go full-blown naked, I don't know, which apparently, I bet it probably sounds quite weird, but yeah. So I whacked my little trunks on.
And you said to me, Jem, your mum's going to sit this one out, isn't she? And I really thought she would. I didn't think my mum would come and watch you sat in the bath in all your glory. But in you got, baby on top of you, obviously screaming the place down.
Yep.
And then mum appeared at the door.
I just saw, do you know when you can like feel like a presence in the doorway? And I was thinking,
like a ghost.
Surely not, Linda. Surely not. And then she came in. So I just had you and your mother watching me in these tiny, like, Daniel Craig speedos.
Daniel Craig's being a bit kind to himself. Mr. Bean, perhaps.
But just sort of sat there, just holding this baby, just very aware of how naked I was in front of my mother-in-law.
And you were getting quite negative comments as well. Not at you, but I realised...
What do you mean, what, like, body shaming?
Well, she was
like... Oh, here we are.
Oh, really? There is nipples.
Who's been,
see that
who's been doing breastfeeding? You or Gemma? Look at these.
No, the fact the baby was crying so much, I just heard mum going, oh, she doesn't like it.
Yeah.
As if Linda wanted to get in with you, which is the next thing.
That potentially wouldn't have surprised me. If when we felt the sort of presence in the doorway, we look up and Linda's just fully nude, ready to go.
Skin on skin, Rob.
Come on, I'll take it. Come on, I'll do that. So that was a bit of an odd moment, yes. But other than that, it was really good. It was genuinely really helpful having her.
Well, you say that. There was one thing she did for me that was the reason she had to go this week.
What, like, what did she do?
The final straw. So while she was here, mum was in charge of giving me my medicines.
Oh, because you were sent home with a boatload.
I was on a load of them.
Yeah.
So this particular night, she got me my super strength painkillers. You take two of them, right? So she came in, bless her, gave me the painkillers with the glass of water, and I went straight to sleep. It was great. And then about an hour and a half later, my stomach woke me up in a mess. I had to literally leg it to the loo. And then what happened in there was unholy. Right. And it wouldn't stop. And I had cramps. And then I thought, this is new. I haven't had this before.
So what happened? What happened?
Well, I worked it out. When the hospital sent me home, they gave me a bag of tricks, which is full of all the drugs I might need. So the painkillers are in there.
Yeah.
But they also give you
laxatives.
Laxatives. Yes.
Right.
Because obviously a C-section, you might need them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you say obviously, I didn't know that, but yeah. I certainly found out that night.
Yeah, but not only that, she'd actually double dosed me.
What? Why?
You're only meant to take one.
And she'd hit you with two.
She'd given me two. So I was up literally all night.
I mean, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice.
Linda's leaving.
Linda's tried to drug you, so she doesn't have to be kicked out.
Baby.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I knew it.
She had to go.
Oh, I regret having that bath with her now. I didn't realise that's the kind of person she was.
It's the theme of the pod. Could break from changing nappies to changes to your bod. We'll tell you ours, you'll tell us yours. We'll get you in the squad. Because it's the theme of the pod.
Yes, it is time for the theme of the week, which this time round is the days after the birth, which in your case, Gemma, was the hospital stay.
Yep, 6 long days I was in there for.
Yeah, so where we last left the Bonnie birth, it's a bit like, do you know, on 24, it goes previously on 24. Bonnie had just been born. So okay. She went off and did some tests. She got brought back to us and we had, and it was lovely. It was such a nice couple of hours. Probably the best couple of hours of my life. But we had about 2 hours with her, didn't we?
Which absolutely flew. And it was really cute because I got to spend a bit of time with her because I hadn't seen her up until that point.
Yeah.
And then you got to do a little bit of skin on skin, daddy-daughter time.
Also, skin on skin was great because obviously Bonnie was lovely. It was magical. We got a great photo
of it,
didn't we?
I knew you were going to say that.
Got a great photo.
Do you know why you got a great photo? Because I was taking it and I saw you tense, invisibly tense your arm.
There is...
To get the muscle in there.
A photo of me, topless, holding Bonnie. And I don't know if it was the lighting or what, because I am nowhere near in the shape that it makes me look like. I'm so happy with that. Literally went up on Instagram the next day.
Straight away. With an emotional post, but really it was, look how fit I am.
There was a bit in the caption where it said, it's a bit random putting this photo up, but it's the only one I have. And I knew you would read that and think that's absolutely not true.
Also,
we had about 100.
It wasn't the only one I had. I had about 50 of the same photo with you grimacing as you're tensing.
So obviously that was great from both an Instagram perspective and also a baby, lovely having a child perspective. It was nice. But then things did get hard, didn't they? Because of Corona, I got sent home.
I didn't expect that was going to happen either, did you?
No.
I thought we were all going together.
No, I got sent home and you stayed in, but I wasn't allowed to visit at any point. There were no visiting hours, which just meant you in a hospital for how long?
I was in there for 6 days.
6 days.
6 really long days and even longer nights.
I bet.
Oh, and do you know what? It was an absolute nightmare.
Right.
That was probably one of the hardest times of my life. Okay. Not meaning to sound really dramatic.
Well, to be fair, I think you're allowed. You've had major surgery and you got a baby.
Well, that was kind of it. You get, you know, they wheel you onto this ward and then there you are. The nurses just go.
Yeah.
So you kind of look to the side and you've got this new baby in a little basket next to you. And it's like, okay, well... There you go.
They're all yours.
You look after that now.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue how to do that.
Well, that's hard enough as it is, isn't it? Am I right in saying at this point, your legs were still numb and they weren't working?
Well, exactly. I'd had the epidural. So the baby started crying. I was like, I should go to her. And it was like a scene from Saving Private Ryan. I couldn't get my legs to move.
Was it like that bit in, do you know, Wolf of Wall Street when he takes the Quaaludes?
And he's crawling,
to his car. It's you doing that to an incubator.
I'm coming. And in the end, I had to end up pressing the buzzer because I couldn't literally reach my baby, which was the first problem in looking after it.
That's really tough. That is bad. I guess normally would you have a nurse there who, as soon as the buzzer goes, can come straight in?
Yeah, and do you know what? Honestly, I don't want to do anybody down because they were amazing. Everybody there was lovely. But I think the hospital had been battered by Corona.
Right.
Because we were in a bit of a makeshift ward at the time. So it wasn't actually the maternity space. And I don't think they had all the nurses they'd normally have.
Yeah.
So you'd buzz. And then you'd get like an auxiliary who'd come and say, hang on, let me get somebody for you. And then they'd go for 45 minutes. I'd still be there with my numb legs and my crying baby.
Let me go and get the person who gets the person who does the legs.
It was honestly just like that.
That is so hard. That is so hard.
And to make it even trickier, Bonnie, bless her, ended up with jaundice.
Yes.
Which I think is really common, but it's also really sad. They wheel in this like UV lamp, basically.
What is jaundice?
I should know this because my child had it. I was really hoping you weren't going to ask me. I just say it's really common, so we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
And the upshot is they treat it by putting them under a UV lamp.
Okay. Which like, like a sunbed.
Exactly like a sunbed.
Sounds delightful.
You'd think that. Bonnie hated it.
Right.
She screamed the place down for 3 days. So yeah. Everyone was trying to get some kip. Yeah. We were the people on the ward.
Oh, no.
Everyone hated.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, that sounds very tough. And then particularly when you then factoring you crawling on your bare hands, dragging yourself over to the UV bed like the mummy.
Like, you know what? The mummy probably looked better than I did that day, to be right. fair.
Yes, well, that obviously all sounds really bad, but you have left out what I think is the worst bit of all of it.
No, don't.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, don't make me tell
the
it.
Final humiliation that Gemma had to go through.
So 6 days I'd been there, all right, and I couldn't go to the toilet.
Yeah.
It's
Which is a side effect of the C-section.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But the big issue for me was they wouldn't let me go home until I'd been to the toilet.
Yeah.
And I was trying, it just really wasn't happening.
It was a real sort of catch 22 situation. Quite a catch 20
no.
number two.
Oh, no. I saw the cogs turning for that.
Yeah, every day went past. Any movement? No movement.
Everyone was texting about it to find out had I been. It was like this really dramatic. Anyway, in the end, they gave me an enema.
Yes, they did.
And wow. Boy, was I not expecting that. She did it, and in 10 minutes, this thing worked. So I legged it to the loo.
Yeah.
And on this ward, everybody there is pregnant. Bless them. You need to wee a lot when you're pregnant or have had a baby. There was 3 toilets on the whole block.
and you exploded all
I
of them.
I literally destroyed it. It was horrible. So I was in there for hours. I literally couldn't look myself in the mirror afterwards. It was so bad.
It was so steamed up, I imagine.
So steamed up. I mean, it was a horrendous horror show.
And then go on. That's not the end of it, is it? Go on. What was the final bit that you had to do?
I couldn't flush the toilet. It was blocked. Please.
So we'd waited all week for this. You then had the enema. It worked.
Oh, it worked.
But then it worked so well you blocked the toilet.
Yeah, horribly. And I had to find a nurse. And honestly, I was so humiliated that when I told her, I found myself crying.
Oh, like, God.
I'm so sorry.
I thought you would have propositioned it more like, well, I've got good news and bad news. The good news is it works. The bad news is the toilet is now out of service.
I mean, the worst news is that the toilet was connected to a second toilet. So
you
actually,
took out two of them.
I took two out well, on the labour ward.
I love it. Go on or go home.
And then, well, I did go home. And it went hard, actually. So I got both. Because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up. It's crazy now we're locked down, knocked up.
So as ever, we whacked up the theme of the week this week on our Instas, at Radio Rob Howard, at Radio Gemma Hill, to hear your versions, your stories. This is what people have said.
So, so good. Hello, Chloe. She says, guys, my dad came to visit after I'd had my son. He's not really one for hospitals. While he was there, an attractive midwife was tending to the baby. She introduced herself to my visitors and made a passing comment how my baby was handsome like his granddad.
Oh, here we go.
I was in for 4 days.
Like, this is every man's fantasy.
It's coming true.
Foxy nurse.
It's coming true for the dad. I was in for 4 days and my dad rocked up in fancier clothes at both visiting times for the entire time I was in hospital.
Where does it go? Does it end up with she's now my stepmom?
Well, after 4 days of embarrassing flirting, I couldn't bloody believe it. When he left with her number!
Yeah!
Lads, 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 lads. What a player! Hasn't given his name.
I didn't realise midwives are so forthcoming with this sort of thing. I wish I'd...
I've just realised I'm glad you didn't go.
I wish... I'm just sad I wasn't allowed in.
Please, you'd have had no chance in my foxy midwives.
Hey,
go on, give us your bet. Go on, what are you going to say? Right, okay, what's going to chat up a midwife?
You want to see how dilated I am?
Right. What does that mean? What if you would be dilated?
Well, I can think of one place.
Let me tell you, no one wants to look at that.
Oh, right. That's,
honestly, you've repulsed me there.
Okay.
People quitting their jobs. Midwives leaving. The NHS in bad enough trouble. Good God.
This is from Natasha, who says, my husband James, on the night we stayed in hospital after the birth, slept on a mattress on the floor. He was under an aircon unit. I got home after giving birth. There are lots of family ringing and popping around. This is obviously pre-corona times.
Yeah.
The birth story James kept telling was, I had the most uncomfortable sleep ever. Aircon unit on all night. I was freezing. And the worst thing is, everybody started giving him sympathy.
No.
The aunties were going, oh, poor James, what a night you had. Well, I'm there like, hello, I just pushed out 7 pounds.
Oh, yeah, but Nash, he slept under an aircon unit. Poor guy. You know, it's hard for men.
What a hero. I'd like to propose a round of applause for Natasha's husband.
Well done, James.
Hero.
Yeah.
Hero.
Right, this one's from George. Guys, my most surreal moment was when my legs were up in stirrups and I was being stitched up. The hospital...
You say were up in stirrups? Yeah, when was he birthed in a stable? What stirrups?
That's
like
what
the horse?
It's not like the ones on the side of a saddle. That's, you know, the things...
This is from like Game of Thrones times.
She wasn't giving birth on saddleback.
The old Shire horse birthing method. Push, both of you, push, you great steed.
Giddy up. No, but you know the things you put the legs in, your legs in, when I was pushing.
Oh, they're called stirrups.
They're called stirrups.
Right, okay, all right.
I have to explain everything to you. While her legs were up in the stirrups, a porter came in and actually leant on one of my legs and started discussing a holiday he'd recently had with the surgeon.
Oh, so he didn't know it was a leg? So he was leaning on it like the way you'd sort of slightly lean on the edge of a desk or something?
I mean, he must have known there were legs because there would have been legs and feet in the stirrups.
Okay.
He's clearly just took advantage of the perfect height.
Yeah, just perching on the end of a leg.
She says, I can still remember all about his holiday to Spain with his wife and kids. Get no more detail than that.
I'm not going to lie, I am a bit disappointed that there wasn't actually a horse involved in the end.
I knew you were thinking about that.
I think that would have been better, just a better story. All of it would have been better. That'd be great if, you know, they go, okay, when you come in and they go, we've got your folder here, we've got your file. Mm-hmm. We're just going to check your notes. Oh, yeah, I see you've opted for the equine birth. Bring her in, boys. You just pop your legs up there on the stirrups. And we're ready to go.
Time for an epidural?
Yeah.
Yay. Come on.
Lockdown, not up. Lockdown, not up.
So that was my long, arduous, humiliating experience.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Well, that's a very good question, Gemma. And the answer was absolutely nothing, which was good and bad in a way. I mean, it was good because... I would say of the two, you just about had the harder side of things.
Just a little.
But the bad thing was, obviously, I wasn't allowed to see Bonnie.
No.
Was it 6 days?
Yeah. I did feel really sorry for you for that, actually. That must be tough. As much as I take the mick out of you, that must be tricky.
It was really tricky because you just sat at home. I was off work, so I had nothing to do. It's locked down anyway, so it's not even like I can call someone up and say, let's go for a beer and take my mind off it.
No, you just sat by yourself.
The only thing I will say is thank goodness it was a weekend because at least there was sport on.
Oh, no.
And all I did, I just watched every televised football game. I think on the Saturday, I watched all 5 games.
Hang on a second. My sympathy started to wane for you now.
Why?
So you're saying, well, I'm going through all of this, trying to have the baby with my stitches split and all this going on. You're sat on your ass watching football.
Well, Gemma, it was hard. But, you know, some of the games are quite boring. There was Fulham West Ham, I think. And it was just... It's about 3 shots on target. It was a really hard watch to get through.
Oh, not all heroes wear capes.
And I had Antonio captain on my fantasy football team and he blanked.
I wondered that was the real reason
you
were gutted.
I'm not giving myself credit for this, actually. It was a tough week.
Oh, it was
really tough.
Bonnie's lucky.
But yeah, no, it was horrible because you're just there waiting. You're just there waiting. And I just wanted to see. I'd had that 2 hour like little session with her. And I'm just sat there, we're just WhatsApping each other. You're sending me loads of photos, but it's, you know, it's not the same.
We did that quite cute. Do you remember the day when I was trying to, we put her to bed together and we did it on a little WhatsApp call,
yeah.
Do you remember? I shed a little tear after that.
Yeah, it was so, you know, you sort of get by, but it is hard. And then I think as well as a dad, you're kind of thinking, you know, this is meant to be crucial bonding time. Mm. And you're thinking, well, I'm not having this. Am I going to, is she not going to like me? Not is she not going to like me?
Well, now she knows you just sat on your ass watching football. absolutely not.
But you know what I mean? Is this like a formative brain thing where she's, you know, I'm just going to be, she's not going to realise I'm a dad. She's just going to think I'm a sort of another adult voice that's going on in the background.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, while she was with me, literally all she did was scream the hospital down.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
You came and saved her from it. You're probably already the favourite.
Well, that does make me feel a lot better as well, to be honest, that you were having an awful time together. But then eventually I did become of service, because eventually, after Gemma had blocked the toilets, I then got the call up, come and get Bonnie. It was the coming home. It was the homecoming of Bonnie.
Oh, it was such a great day.
So I had to get an Uber because we don't have a car. So I got the car seat, got everything, and we got in, and I went and met you at the little door thing, ready to take her home. And it was just so lovely, just seeing a little face in a little car seat. And you're just then, you're like, this is my baby. And she's coming into our house.
You did do one thing wrong, though. Ruin a beautiful moment.
Okay.
You had one job for me. You were supposed to bring my shoes.
Your shoes had got lost on the ward somehow.
Somehow, in labour, we lost my shoes.
Did they maybe get flushed down the toilet as well? Were they collateral during the enema incident?
Why have we got to bring everything back to the enema incident? I'm trying to move on.
That was bad. Gemma said, bring shoes. And I said, okay. And then I didn't. Which did mean you had to walk from the hospital, as if you hadn't been through enough, barefoot.
In the snow.
It was snowing.
Well, you carried the baby. I was like, right, this is it. Off we go. Can't feel my feet. But
it wasn't really how I sort of saw the whole thing going, how it looks on Instagram. Mm. Well, I thought it was going to be a lovely, magical moment, but instead I had my poor wife who could barely walk.
In standard issue NHS socks.
Yeah, walking barefoot through the snow. As we make small talk with an Uber driver and try and strap the seat in.
It was a beautiful moment.
Yeah, lovely. Bonnie's first words were, you've been busy. What time are you on till?
5 stars, mate.
Yeah.
Baby fail of the week. Maybe they've learned to swear, now they can speak. Maybe you wet yourself in Sainsbury's. Don't be ashamed, we're all the same. It's time for these Baby Fail of the Week. Yes, it's time for my favourite bit. I love this bit. It's Baby Fail of the Week.
I think this is the sort of early fan favourite.
Yeah, well, it just makes you feel better about yourself.
I'd hoped it would be the bit of the podcast where I tell my side of the story was the fan favourite, but not getting that much feedback on that, annoyingly. No. Okay, what have we got?
Right, Sarah, I went into labour. I was on my own, so decided to drive myself to the hospital.
Right, that literally happens in Peep Show.
It does.
That car, how do you drive yourself in hospital?
But at least at Peep Show, she had someone with her. It sounds like Sarah was totally on her own.
Oh, okay,
on
right.
This drive.
What an absolute hero.
I went too fast over a speed bump.
Oh, no.
And my waters broke. It was sloshing around my ankles and all around the pedals. And having seen what comes out of there, that's gross.
Well, I remember once, genuinely, when I lived in Newcastle and I used to go to the gym quite a lot because of all the Geordie Shore stuff. Spilling.
What do you mean by with all the Geordie? Were you trying to look like Geordie Shore?
Well, no, because in Newcastle there was like a bit, even more so, there was like a big, everyone went to the gym and everyone got hench. Like, I was quite big.
Were you fake tanning as well?
Oh yeah, it was absolute sunbed.
We
were
not
absolute sunbed. God,
married if I'd known that.
I remember.
I'm not over that yet. Sorry. Right. So you said that, so like that's what everybody does. You
they
know,
did in Newcastle. Geordie. Honestly, that's what they did. They loved it.
Just meatheads everywhere.
They loved it. You go and watch the tune. You go on a night out, you get on the protein, and then you smash a couple of Greg's pasties.
If we have anyone from Newcastle listening, I'm so, that's every stereotype I've ever heard.
I lived there for 3 years. If we have anyone from listening to Newcastle, they're going, yup, yup, yup. How are you? Yes, correct.
Oh, and like, we've not insulted them enough, finish on a terrible accent.
Oh, sorry.
We haven't finished.
You haven't finished.
We've spoken about you.
Anyway, sorry. As I was saying about me, I'm determined to get Rob's side firing it. I once spilt a protein shake, a full protein shake, into my car as I was driving. So it was a similar sort of thing. And it genuinely was sloshing around in the footwell.
Sarah says, I ended up having an emergency C-section and couldn't drive for 8 weeks. So when I got back to my car for the first time after the baby was born, the floor had rusted away.
It rusted away?
She said it was like the Flintstones. She had to buy a new car.
What's so she... This... I'm sorry.
What, you
this
don't,
didn't
are
happen.
You not believing her?
The floor had rusted away. What was her afterbirth? Was it like alien? Was it like acid?
Pure acid. Pure acid.
It just keeps the water spreading. The floor just rusts away. Right. Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know about that. Yeah, actually, you've got a good point. So last week, you played a recording of me in the throes of labour where I sounded like a farmyard animal.
Yeah, the correct term was horny goat, people were saying. Here's a little reminder.
Oh, God.
There we go. And then you sort of get weirdly into it, yeah.
That was horrendous. So Georgina's fella also recorded her. Here it is. She sounds like, in her words, angry bull.
Oh, jeez. That is, honestly, if you played that to me with no context, I would think that's, you know, some sort of matador outtake or something where the matador's got gored.
It really does sound like it, doesn't it? You know what I'm wondering? Do you reckon we could get a rendition of Old MacDonald Had a Farm out of the one you've got and Georgina's?
We can give it a try. It's a good idea.
Okay, you ready? Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, with a... Yeah. And a... There. Here a... There a... Everywhere.
Oh, God.
That's hideous.
That is terrifying. I think we'll stick with playing the original version of Old MacDonald to Bonnie when she's old enough rather than that one.
100%. My God. I don't ever want to hear that again. I think, though, we've got a clear winner.
Oh, obviously.
We've surely got to give it to
Georgina, a.k.a. the Angry Bull.
Baby fella of the week.
And that will do nicely for this episode of Locked Down, Knocked Up. Remember, if you've got any baby fails of the week, you can hit us up on Insta at Radio Rob Howard.
At Radio Gemma Hill. Or you can send your stories into our email address, which is knockeduppod@secretrex.com.
And of course, that is where we put the theme of the week up every week as well. So if you have a theme of the week story, that's where to get in touch with us on our Instagram.
Right now, though, before we go, I've been so looking forward to this.
Oh, God.
It is time for you to do your forfeit for losing at Bonnaroo and waking the baby up last week.
Yeah, so I have to clip what... Oh, my God, they are long, aren't they?
Long and thick.
Okay, well, I think we'll just do one for now because I don't think anybody needs to hear this more than once. Are we ready?
Yeah, go for the biggest one.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Get in there then.
I can't. It's too big. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, it's still hanging on.
Wow. That was so satisfying.
That was even worse than I thought
it'd be. You couldn't get through it, could you? That got stuck.
Jeez, wow. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. I'm going to go and throw up. This has been this podcast is part of the Secret Recordings Network. We'll see you next week.
Stuck at home with nothing to do.
Hey.
Completed Netflix, had a quiz on Zoom.
Oh, not another.
It meant this duo has become a three.
Why?
Thanks to Boris Johnson and Chris Twitty. Because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up. It's crazy now we're locked down, knocked up.
At least this way I know that it's mine.